the treetops they glisten, and children they listen.
Meghan Trainor, Seth MacFarlane on your Christmas station, Mix 99.5. WJBR. Phones ringing. Okay, you ready?
I am so ready.
All right, let's
say hello.
Right, here you go. Hi, good afternoon, WJBR.
Hi, is this, who am I speaking with?
This is Johnny B and Jesse Jordan.
Hi,
it's Lindsay calling from Epic. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, I'm going to connect you with Meghan, sorry, in a second here. But I just want to remind you that it is going to be roughly 7 minutes. So hold on 1 second.
I'm a little nervous.
You should know.
Hey, everyone. It's Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor. Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm so good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're spending a lot of time at home, obviously, right?
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of your videos that you're doing, you're kind of home and enjoying a cozy life like the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's been nice. Usually I have to like travel and miss my home a lot, but I've been here and it's probably why it gets so dirty every week, but we clean up on Sundays.
Yeah, Sunday's the clean day.
Well, congratulations on the Christmas album. What made you say that, hey, this is the time to do one?
I think in the beginning of quarantine, I saw my neighbors put up Christmas lights. And I was like, everyone's ready for Christmas early. I hear you. You're begging me to make a Christmas album. Yes, I'll do it. And then I was like, I can do it while I'm here at home. I have a studio and I record my own vocals and my brothers can make my beats for me. And we got a lot of work done at home.
Yeah, and I heard your dad played the piano for you. Your husband and your mom joined in with some vocals.
Yeah, it was great. It's so nice to have a musical family because I'm like, yo, Dad, can you play the piano on this song for me? And even my little cousins, we tested them and brought them over. And when I told them, like, I'm pregnant, and I was also like, can you sing backgrounds for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? So it was a great family day.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's what I know about you. You always, whenever I see you on TV or like music videos, your family's in tow. And so like this whole quarantine thing, I feel like was kind of made for you.
Yeah. It was like, you need to figure this out. We just got really lucky and we've been extra safe. Like we don't mess around with restaurants or anything. We all stay home and we found the new Xbox or whatever the PlayStation is for my little brother so he doesn't lose his mind. My older brother is now like a Twitch star where he plays video games. And in the meantime, I was like, help me do my work. Help me do my Christmas album. And it's been so nice to tell them, like, yo, you guys, we have a number one album on radio or a number one song. It's crazy.
It is. So that happened this week.
I know, yeah. They didn't believe me. I was like, no, it's real.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Meghan, growing up, I'm a little older, grow up in the 70s. I was showing Jesse a video of when I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire come out of this giant pyramid. So I was a big EWF fan. And yes. How exciting was it? Because you guys knocked it out of the park on holidays. I mean, it sounds like it could have been on an Earth, Wind, and Fire album from the 70s.
Oh, that means so much. Yeah, I heard that they would be willing to do a song with me. So I was like, I want to do an original. And I want to write something that impresses Earth, Wind, and Fire and, like, gets them to want to be a part of it. I want it to be, like, what would Earth, Wind, and Fire release nowadays? And then the very next day after we sent it to them, I did it. I wrote it with my two friends who were, like, 22 and 18. Like, they're children, but they're little prodigies. They're so good, so talented. And we all grew up studying Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the next day we sent it, they said, we love this. It's so hot. Let's do a Zoom call. And we were screaming. I was like, oh, my God, they actually like it. And everything fell into place. And when I heard their vocals on it and their instruments on it, I was just bawling my eyes out. And I said, this sounds like we're best friends.
Yeah, it was really cute. The video is awesome with all the bows on your face. And
yes, thank you, Michaels. That was all from my
mom. Oh, wow. Go Michaels. I love that. Yeah. And then the big bow that you wore, what was it, Today's Show?
Or yeah, we wore the big bow in the video and for the Christmas tree lighting.
There it goes, the Rockefeller Center, yeah. Yes. And then I saw in your video with your husband, you got a little bow necklace. So it's like, you know, is there something there that we need to know with the bow?
I just told them, like, decorate my bump with a big bow. Like,
yeah, because that's your gift.
Yeah, I also wrote a song, My Kind of Present, on here that I'm, like, dedicating to my baby. Of like, you're my kind of present this year. Like, it's the best gift ever. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have an agreement with Seth when you did White Christmas that he would actually stay himself?
No, he's so awesome and so talented that, but when I did get the tape in, when I heard his version, I was like, oh, it sounds like Brian from Family Guy. This is so good. But yeah, a lot of people don't even know that he has albums out and that he's an amazing singer. So I've been trying to brag about him as much as I can, and he finally posted about us getting a number one together, and he's like, well, hey. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, that is. And you're going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight, right?
Yeah. I'm going to be on Jimmy Fallon. We're going to perform with Earth, Wind & Fire again.
Oh!
Yeah. It's going to be great. Yes. Love seeing you perform. You're great at Christmas. Not a lot of people can pull off the Christmas album and be successful at it, but you seem to have the knack. So pat yourself on the back for that.
Thank you so much. Christmas is my life, so thank you. That means the world.
Yeah, you have a birthday coming up.
Yes, I do. December 22nd.
Yeah, so enjoy that. If you want, we can sing you happy birthday because we're pretty good singers.
Yeah, in the case you need some background singers for your next project.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Yes, I'll call you guys. That's all the time we have. Sorry.
Thank
guys.
You, guys.
Yes, no,
thank you,
beautiful.
Megan, so much. Congratulations on that
thank
album.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for playing it. Thanks for giving me airtime. I appreciate you two so much. Thank you, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight on Jimmy Fallon.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 I think I've been won over.
Yeah.
She's very delightful.
You made her laugh. She made you laugh?
Yeah. Okay, well, I have to come up with somebody else I don't like for 20 and 21 because Meghan Trainor's now off the list. And when we come back, we'll play Meghan Trainor Holidays with Earth, Wind & Fire, which they'll be performing tonight on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. It's The Mix Morning Show. Johnny B., Jesse Jordan, I Love Meghan Trainor on WJBR.
Yes! Yeah, it's safe to say that.